19 minutes past 12 here on the Midday Reporter. As we were speaking about just a moment ago, the Labour and Employment Minister, Tulas Ngesi, confirming that NEDLAC has recommended that mandatory vaccinations should be implemented in workplaces and access to certain venues should be allowed only to those who are vaccinated. The unions are responding to this. The South African Federation of Trade Unions says although it supports vaccinations, it is determined to fight for the workers who've opted not to be vaccinated. FEDUSA's also reiterated its stance on mandatory vaccines, saying that it fully endorses government's plans to investigate making these COVID vaccines mandatory. And there are sharp disagreements on this controversial issue emerging amongst various affiliate trade unions. So let's speak now to Zwelinzi Mababi, who is the General Secretary at the SA Federation of Trade Unions, SAFTU. Mr. Mababi, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time today. What is SAFTU's position on this?
Well, our position is very firm. We want to encourage every worker, every member of community to be vaccinated, because now there can be no debate about the efficacy of the vaccines. And there is no doubt that they are working, and that currently the people who may even be affected by the latest fourth wave and are not ending up in hospitals or in the ICU. It is the people who are not vaccinated and who believe in the social media misinformation who end up being the worst victims of the current wave. So we're pleading with workers, please get vaccinated, in particular as we are moving towards the holiday period where you're going to be mixing with loads and loads of your family members and friends. Mm. Please get vaccinated. But having said that, we are absolutely opposed to making that mandatory. We don't want that forced to workers, because our own experience is that employers are again going to be using the mandatory vaccine to reduce their workforces, making that as an excuse. And we are opposed to that because already our unions are reporting that a number of workers are being dismissed at times without even a hearing, and without even following the Occupational Health and Safety Act provision of providing them with alternative where they are refusing to be vaccinated for whatever the reason. And we think that that's wrong. That's completely undermining the spirit of the Constitution, and it is what is going to be driving people to go into underground and refuse, because they will then smell a rat and think that this is all about commercial interest of the company instead of protecting their health.
Mm. So it does look, though, as though government and NEDLAC are going to be going to the Constitutional Court on this issue. Legally, there are grounds for vaccine mandates. Legal experts have said the Constitution allows for rights to be limited. It does look as though this is going to be happening one way or another, according to the position from NEDLAC and government. So will you be opposing this court action, or how will you be protesting against it?
Not at all. We ourselves want to go to the Constitutional Court, by the way. We've decided on that because we want the Constitutional Court to make a declaratory order. Which of the rights must reign supreme? Is it the right of the individual not to be vaccinated against their will, or is it the right of the other workers in the workplace to be protected from the workers who may choose not to be vaccinated? That's going to be a very interesting and clarity order that I think all of us must look forward to. Having said so, we are absolutely opposed to NEDLAC leaning towards and forcing workers to be vaccinated against their will. And we wonder what, by the way, have NEDLAC ever done in the best interest of workers? Because we believe that they once acted in the best interest of workers, then youth unemployment will not be sitting at 77%, and African women unemployment will not be sitting at 51% as we speak, and that the GDP will not be down by 1.5% in the last quarter of the economy, which is the third quarter of 2021.
Well, Mr. Vabi, thank you so much for your time. Zwelinzima Vabi there from the South African Federation of Trade Unions, SAFTU, saying that they are very much in favor of vaccines, although they are not in favor of a vaccine mandate, and that they are going to go to the Constitutional Court to challenge this. We've spoken to legal experts on this issue, saying that there are grounds for vaccine mandates legally, that the Constitution does allow for rights to be limited. And it does look as though this is going to happen. What are your thoughts on that?